That's what the Torah does. It reproves us. It strings us out. It disciplines us. It teaches us. It shows us guidelines. It shows us direction. There's nothing like trying to show someone something repeatedly and they cannot grasp that, isn't it? And then your attitude begins to change. So it is with Yah. He brings us out of the wilderness of Mizraim, Egypt. He feeds us a whole stale of bread with the pure butter and with the raw honey sweeter than the honey of the honeycomb. And yet we regress back to the carnal natural ways. We capitulate. We vacillate. We go this way and then we turn, jump down, turn around, pick a bale of sin and not cotton. We go back and we regress back to the old corrupt ways. And that's why your sister's condemnation, because there's no light of Torah in you. When the light of Torah is in you, the testimony of Yahshua is alive and it's real. And you know that he came in his Abba's name. That's the only name. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, I don't care who it is. No one is going to reject his imat, his truth, and think they're going into the kingdom. They're going to hell. And that is the truth. When a man hears the truth and they harden their heart, there is when they harden their hearts, as of the days of provocation, what happened when they provoked Yah? Did he not bring down fire and hell upon them? He's going to destroy them. I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. I don't care how they feel. I don't care how old, how young. It makes no difference. You don't harden your resolve when truth is spoken. You say unto Yah, Yah, it's me standing in the need. I need your help. What a miserable wretch I am. Forgive me. We must, brothers and sisters. You cannot harden your hearts. Hallelujah. You must obey it. So the condemnation, my brothers and sisters, is because the power of Torah is revealed now. The light of the Torah shines now. The mizvah, this is what guides our feet into the path of his Torah discipline. It is the lamp that leads us into the discipline of the light of his Torah. And what Yahshua does, he brings the ambience of it. It's all right when something, when it's real light. I'd rather be that way than partial dark. You can't hardly see. You begin to construe things, don't you? And so when the presence of Yahshua comes, they cause all that to say, oh my, this is the benefit of that. This is the blessing of that. This is Yabrak. His barak upon Israel, this is the blessing. This is the fullness of that. We need to understand the fullness of this truth. Hallelujah. That's why Yah must raise up the men today of strength and character. Hallelujah. And you will know them by their lifestyle, their conversation, the way they live. Because they will live among you. You will watch them. You will see their actions and their deeds. And you will know their manner of life. That whether these words that they speak are actual or true, or that's just something false based upon his own unlearned ways about this. So there's condemnation. You love darkness. You love sin more than you love the light of Almighty Yahweh. When you're walking in the mizvah, the commands of Yah, when the Torah is the light of your hope and promise, when that living Torah, Yahshua, then you will not fall. You will not fall into sin. He goes on to say in Romans 8:2, he said, for the Torah of the Ruah, the Torah of the Spirit of life in Yahshua. Now, why do you think that the enemy is going to come against those? Romans 8:2, for the Torah of the Ruach life in Yahshua HaMashiach has made me free from the Torah of sin and death. What is the Torah of sin and death? Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'll show you what the Torah of sin and death is, all right? But it's the Torah of the Ruah, the life in Yahshua that has made us free from the Torah or the power of sin and death. It has made us free. And it's the life of that Ruah, of the life of the Torah in us, that we don't have to walk in the things that bring us death and cause our lives to be broken. Cause us to be removed away from Yahweh. We don't have to walk in those things. We can walk in the Ruah. We walk in the Ruah, then we're sons. We have privilege in the kingdom. Not what Benny Hinn, the dog, is selling. Not what Kenny Hagin, these corruptors of hell. Brothers and sisters, these men are corruptors, and they have raised up prostitutes and men that teach the same damnable doctrines that they teach. These doctrines are based from the spirit of hell. As a young preacher, even though I preached in what we call Christianity, it was one message that Yah over the many years has made that so real in my life more than anything. And if it's one message I could teach from constantly, it is from Matthew 4 and Lucas 4. When Shatan said unto Hamashiach, all this is mine, for it has been delivered. For it has been delivered unto me, and whomever I want to give, I give. So if I want to make Bill Gates rich, I can. If I want to make Mr. Putin the richest man in Russia, and of course under the communist power, then we all share like it's not so. One of the richest men in Russia with $40 billion. If I want to make him rich, I make him rich. If I want to make Paul Allen rich, I make him rich. If I want to make that one poor, I make that one poor. But you can have substantial wealth if you bow down. And they are bowing down unto Baal. They're bowing down unto the Lord. Oh, the Lord bless me with this. Oh, the Lord did this. And the Lord this. I know it is the money lending Lord that gave you that. It is the credit card Lord. It is the banker Lord. Yeah, you are in that debt. You have become subservient unto them. But it's not the power of Yah. It is not the blessing of Yah that is flowing. It is a false superficial thing. It is from the belly of hell. And when they bow down there, they're stupid. They don't know. They don't know they're worshiping Baal. The Lord said, Belial, they're not worshiping Yah, because when a man worship Yah, he worship him in Ruah, and the spirit of his worship in the power of Torah and the testimony of Yahshua. They have no true worship unto Almighty Yah. How do I know it's true? When they brought the Ark of the Covenant into the Sukkot of the tabernacle, was not the presence of Yah there? Did not his train fill the temple? Did not the smoke fill the house or the bayat of the place of Yah? So it is today, my brothers and sisters. Yah has not changed. Is he the same? He has not changed. We have changed, and we think our intellect has changed. Our knowledge has changed, and we're not intelligent creatures. What is intelligence? Tell me what that means. This is superficial analogy. If these are intelligent men that are running the world, this world is in a hell's mess. It is a damn twisted thing. If this technology is so intelligent that grants unto us a liberty, we are bound. Hallelujah. We got this nation got the best technology in the world when it comes to the medical profession. We are the most sickly people. We are the most disturbed people. We are the most drugged out people. We are more drugs than any nation on the face of the earth. And yet we're supposed to have the best, huh? We are the finest institutions, and we are the most dysfunctional, twisted-minded folks upon the face of the earth. Don't tell me it's a form of intelligentsia. It's a form of selfishness. As Yah says, his people, they are stupefied. If that's intelligent, I don't want it. Let me be dumb. Let me be like a dumbass. Just bear the weight and the burden, because I know the yoke of Yahshua is easy and the burden is light. So I don't mind bearing a light burden. Hallelujah. It's almost like getting all the brothers together. You're picking up 600-700 pounds. Come on, we brothers have to get together and pick up 1,000 pounds. And of course, if when you start picking it up, you feel the way, wow! It sure does feel nice when it seems like your part lightens up. You're trying to move 700 pounds from here to there. That's tough. Pick it up, brothers. Come on, come on, come on, brother. Come on, Joe. Come on, dig it. Come on. And of course, you're not saying anything because your end is not that heavy. You're like, whoa, huh? You're trying to pick it up, and the more you try to pick it up, they're picking it up more. So it makes your end even lighter. Hallelujah. And so the burden of Yahshua is easy, and his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. So I'd rather carry that burden. That's all right. I'd rather carry that. For the Torah is not grievous unto us. It's not a hard thing, brothers and sisters. The way of the world is hard. It is very grievous. So the Torah of the Ruah of the life in Yahshua HaMashiach has made me free from the Torah of sin and death. Look what it says again in Yochanan, John 6:53. It says in John 6:53, Yahshua said unto them, truly, truly, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his dam, you have no life in you. Now the Ruah, or the Torah of the Ruah of life in Yahshua has made us free from the Torah of sin and death, right? Now, if you don't eat the body of Yahshua and drink the blood, you have no life of Torah in you at all. You have none whatsoever in you. You have not the power of the Torah, because it is the power, it is the strength of that true body and makes us free. We eat this whole stale bread. You must eat it, brothers and sisters. You cannot, whatever, what Yahshua said, it is for our strength of maturity. It trains us, it trains our mind, because it is the life of the Torah. It is the revelation. It is the spiritual breath of the Torah. It is almost someone having a covenant with one, and it just settles there, it sits there, but there's no life to it. Until the one that has the power to enact that, he says, look, this is real, Brother Charles. This is what it's going to be. I have the power, and because he speaks it, it breathes life into it. And then it calls the hope to rise in him to say, well, this is mine. You tell me I will get this? Sure you will. And the power that will reveal unto Israel in one thing, in his death. In his death. We receive that great power. That's all right by me. It also says in Yochanan 8, chapter 8 and verse 12. Yahshua spoke again to them saying, he said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. For the Torah of the Ruah, and that's what he is. He is the Torah. He is the law of the Ruah. He is the word of Yah. He is the word made flesh. He is the life of the word of Almighty Yahweh. That's what Yahshua is. He is the heart of Yah. He is Yah's expression of love unto Israel in the deepest way, no other way that could be expressed. It cannot be expressed any other way. So he is, if any man have the light or have the Ruah of the Torah of the Ruah, then the life of Yahshua and the testimony of Yahshua is real and alive in him. That's why this Jezebel spirit is going after that. It doesn't know how to identify it, so it's flooding your homes with every kind of thing it is. It's almost like Herod when he says, all those that are of a certain age, I want to destroy all the males. And that's what he's trying to do today, brothers and sisters. That's why they're putting their acidine chemicals and unclean things in the food system. And the bodies are functioning the way they are. The way they're doing this food system, I don't care what no one says. It is just down out, devilish and wicked. It is down out, downright devilish and wicked. You have a few people out there that will do things. They're not trying to get richer. They're just trying to sustain a living. And that's how they do it. But the conglomerates of the world, they want to get rich and filthy rich. They love money. Hallelujah. You know those little birds that we get here and we have on the Shabbat? Those little birds cost sometimes $10 a piece. And I know it costs that much to raise a bird like that. I know that. It doesn't taste like that damn trash you go to Bojangles and buy. It's not the same trash. You go out here, they're cooking swine meat, and you crazy wicked ones. The pizza dough and all that, cooking swine meat in that trash, and you sit there and eat that damn trash. Come on. A little leaven, the whole lump. You can't eat that. You can't make y'all partial or this lighter. You can't try to dim it. You might as well say, help me, y'all. I'm not stop. I'm not going to stop for you. Your wicked ways is your own corruption. It's not of y'all. Hallelujah. At the Last Supper, did Yahshua feed his Phoenicians? Sure he did. And everyone that came around, he fed them. When they said, well, that's not enough money. We can't go to the market. He said, what do we have here? He will feed us. Hallelujah. That's why we cannot, brothers and sisters. The offering one day this week, the offering was $200. Well, I've had seeds that I need to order, and they're heirloom seeds, and I like those better. Because what Monsanto, they have the patent on 11,000 seeds. Yah made the seeds, did he not? How can this wicked world, how can this nation give someone patent on seeds? That's wicked. And the seeds fall off in your plot of growing. They can take your land. They can take you to court, and you are not going to win. There are cases upon cases where they're doing this all over this nation and around the world. And these little farmers cannot. They have cultivated seeds for 30 years, and all of a sudden, some of these seeds fall off on their fields, and then they have their spies going on. They come and say, this is Monsanto seed, and all your harvest belongs to us. And they take it all over this wicked Jezebel nation. Yah gave grass and the seeds came after its kind. He is the seed maker, not these damn dogs of hell, these wicked children of darkness, these greedy pedophilia dogs raping your children, their bodies, their minds. You give them over unto them, you wicked parents. Come on. Hallelujah. Brother wrote me one time, sister, where did I take my husband for the anniversary? I said, first of all, I don't celebrate it. And if I was going to take him somewhere, I would take him home. I would not want some little Jezebel whore to cook for my man. Hallelujah. I'd rather mama cook for me. We got a little hot plate back there. Go ahead and prepare me a steak. I'd rather her do that. That beef we had on the first day, you couldn't buy nothing that delicious. Who cooked that? Who cooked that beef? And I, hey, that was right. Tender. Milky tender. Yes, sir, it was, boy. I wanted some more of that. And so the funds came in. I said to Brother Jason, you know this is Yah, because it's enough just to cover the seeds for this order, not the seeds for the next order. Hallelujah. Will you use some of the offering for that? Well, sure I do. When the people come and visit, they sit down and eat wonderful fresh things. Hallelujah. Sure I will. I don't use it for a Cadillac. Hallelujah. I don't use it for a $1,500 suit. All my suits together don't measure up to $1,500. What'd you say, Mama? And that's the truth. Hallelujah. Don't use it for that. Use it for the kingdom. Sustaining. That's the truth. I tell you these things for our own benefit, brothers and sisters. That's how the enemy has always wreaked havoc on the mind of a nation and a people. Always that way. And the enemy is poisoning the people. When we take someone like Sister Renee, do you understand? They got that sister, they've taken her from Mother's Field. They have bound her over unto a court on a felony charge. They said, you don't know how to take care of her. The drugs have her inundated her mind. And some of you cryptic thinking ones thinking that these corrupt men and women, they have put that poison in her. She can't even stay awake. She's lethargic. She can't even think. They're keeping her in this drunker stupor so they don't have to take care of her. I'm going to trust Yah. That's why you all be careful what you do. I take no chances with my eyes and my hands and stuff. Oh, I don't wear shades to be cool around here. I wear them to protect my eyes. Work with the brothers cleaning up over there. Say, oh, you go home and get something for your eyes, man. Come on, brothers. I don't wear them to be cool. I wear them to protect my eyes. I'd rather hit that than that pupil in there. And I keep me in pair. My hands, my feet, yes, sir. It's one thing your husband said to me. He said, Pastor Roberts, I want to tell you something. He said, accidents, they're really not accidents. It's just when you just don't pay attention to what you're doing, that's why you mess up. And I believe that. And I'm cautious. You can't be too overcautious. And I drive from cautious. I said, ah, so they are. Okay. Maybe slow down a little bit. Maybe be more attentive. Sure I am. Sure I am. That's the way I am. That's why my rival brothers, they hit me and they say, hold up, slow down. Not with me. Slow this thing down. You don't need to go that fast. You don't get that 2 minutes early. Slow down. They don't get up on the car like that, man. Come on, slow down. Stay far back. Do that with me. Hallelujah. We're going to get closer to HaMashiach. Let's get closer to Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in Romans 8:3 again, that's the emphasis. I want to point out one thing here now, but you must follow me, all right? It says in Romans 8:3, Romayah, for what the Torah could not do, because it was powerless or weak regarding man's weak flesh, and we are weak, are we not? We are very insensitive when it comes to the disciplines of Yah, are we not? We don't like for Yahweh to correct us. We don't like that. And so we will seek out someone that will speak to our regards to strengthen us in our own rebellion and our weak flesh. But the Torah doesn't strengthen your weak flesh. It destroys it. There was weak because of the weak flesh. Yahweh sending His own Son in the likeness of that same sinful flesh. And for sin condemned all sin in man's flesh. And the power of His HaMashiach, Yeshua, He condemned sin in all flesh. That's why we're not going to be held guiltless. Go and sin no more, woman. We are the woman of Israel. And we must go and sin no more. We don't go from the presence of Yah, but we go on the way and the path of Yah, and do not transgress His Torah. For we have been made strong by the living witness of Yeshua. For the power of that life is in Israel. Our testimony is that death has no power because we have the power of the witness of Yeshua. Death has no sting. Grave has no power at all over Israel. And so that is not something that calls our lives to fear, our living to fear. We're not fearful of that. Hallelujah. Because we have a greater power in us. We have the greatest strength of Yah. So no man that says he knows Yah and walk continuously, repetitively in the same thing, he is a dog of hell. He is a dog. Even a fool realizes when he's doing something foolish, he will not stop. He will stop doing that. Even someone with a decent constitution say, that's wrong. I won't do that no more. And they stop. You have stopped doing things. There are folks that the first of this pagan year they're going to celebrate. They will have constitution. They will stop doing things and they will never do it again. Oh, yeah, there are many that have done that. And so what Yah has given us is the power. He has given us a spiritual life in us that give us power to do what is constituted in His Mishra, in His government, in what He speaks to us. And we can do it, brothers and sisters. This old flesh is powerless. That's why we need the Ruah of the Torah of life, or the Ruah, the Spirit of the Torah, Yeshua. We need that in us. Without that, we're not going to overcome, my friends. We must have this testimony of Yeshua. When the battle began to rage, it is the witness of that truth in you. And you will know that it is in you because you will not, brothers and sisters, you will not deny the mitzvah of Yah, and you will not deny the prophets. For what they spoke is for our example of learning and our strength. Don't tell me what Hezekiah, what they spoke is not for our strength. Micah is for our strength. Yeshua said, I did not come to destroy the Nabi or the Torah. I came to make the power of that known unto Israel. And that's what He has come to do, brothers and sisters. The religious whore today, she's a religious whore. The tough master of the house, he sold tough zirah seed, didn't he? He sold his Torah in Israel. And then the wicked one came, he came and he sold tares, things that are similar. In the Baptist way, they keep six and forget four. In the Catholic whorehouse, they keep three and forget the rest. And they alter. So it seems right. They are tares, but they are poisonous, obnoxious things. And they kill us. And we began to eat from these tares. Our bodies began to break down. Our spiritual minds began to lose integrity of Yah. There's no witness of Yeshua. There's no strength of Him in us at all. So we got to get away from that table. We got to stop eating from those tables. And we got to come to the table of Yeshua and eat that body and drink that dumb, and be purged by the body and this water that flows from Him. This cleansing power of Yeshua. That's what we need to do. We got to stop eating from the religious table and eat from the table of the Torah of Yah. We must eat from it. You see, this sister said in this letter, she understands the beauty of her husband. And because she obeys now, there's no fighting. I believe that. When this sister sent offerings, she sends a lot of money each month. She does. Her letters are quiet. Hallelujah. I recall when she first contacted me. There are a lot of people hear me, but they will not contact me. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, you'll be surprised of the people that know about this little work here and this preacher. They know, but they are afraid. Because we're not going to fellowship with this polluted spirit of this age. I'm not going to do it. Hallelujah. I'm not going to do it. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity against Yah? You don't know that people? Any man loves the world and the love of Yah, the Ahava, of His commandments are not in him? Don't tell me that. I believe what Scripture says. I take them for what they are. Because they're revealed. For they're revealed. For they're revealed unto Israel. 8:4. That the Sudika of the Torah. You tell me that the Torah was righteous? That the righteousness of the Torah might be fulfilled in who? In us. So it's not that the Torah is not righteous or Sadiq. It is that the Sadiq of the Torah may be fulfilled in us who walk after the flesh and not after the Ruah. Come on, talk to me as they would say. Walk what? Walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. So we that say we are the sons of Israel, birth of the Ruah of Yah, the Ruah of Yah, or the witness of Yahshua, will cause us to walk according to the Torah of Yah. If you have not the Ruah of Yahshua, you will not walk according to the Torah. They can do their little... Ooh, that's a laugh from hell. For the Ruah of life of Yahshua calls us to walk after the power and the purpose of the Torah. And if a man says he has the Ruah, the Spirit of Yah, HaKadosh, Ruah in him, quote, Holy Ghost, they may have that, but they don't have the Ruah of Yah. It will cause us to walk after the Torah of Almighty Yah. That's truth. Hallelujah. It will cause us to obey. Will impart in us the power of the Torah, and we will obey it. But Pastor Roberts, that's not relevant for us. Look what David says, thy weed in Tehillim 119, 142. I know I quote it, but I'm going to read it. I love this verse here. He says, your tzedakah is everlasting, is an everlasting tzedakah, everlasting righteousness. And your Torah is the truth. Is that the so? Is that so? Does the book say that? So his law is the truth. So you cannot even have truth without the law of Yah. You must have the Torah of Yah to have the truth. You must have that. Now this is what he wants us to do. Listen, I want you to turn there, Yeshaya, Isaiah. Isaiah 42, verse 21. You know, I'm trying to move quickly and expeditiously, but I don't want us to miss anything. And I'm not very well at going back teaching the second or third part of a message. I need help on that one. Because I know that there are things that are missing out of us that even if I just lay a brick of that in our lives, you will know how to temper the mortar and lay the next block. You understand? And then the next block. So I build a course today, and then next week Deacon Bennett started on the course, then Deacon Horn, the brother, then you'll know how to lay the next brick or the next block to that one. You understand? You know how to mix the mortar because you have temperance. There's a temperance, there's a balance in your Ruah and your natural man. And so I know I'm not very well at that. I'm not very faithful in that. But I need to lay those cornerstones and build that corner. It's nothing like building the corners on a building first. But the higher you build the corners, then the farther you got to extend that out. And it becomes a little more laborious then. It's a little tougher. You got the plum, you got the leaven and all that. You know, we didn't put the what you call up on this last building over here. Usually, we simply just lay a few corner bricks, blocks, put our poles up, and we go boom. Pull the line and we just lay those. We could have did that and one whole wall we could have laid it. No time. Much quicker that way. But when you build a corner, lay a block, and then the other one... That's tough because everyone's got to be right off the first one you laid. It has to. And if the first one is right, if you lay right, and if you do right, if that chief cornerstone, Yahshua, is laying right in your life, you will do right every time. And if you lay that first one right, do you understand? You lay that first one right, and you lay everything according to that first one, you will not mess up. You will have a perfect building. But you must continue from the first one. And we must continue from the only cause of Almighty Yah. This is what he wants from us. But he's going to do this. It says in Yeshaya, Isaiah 42, verse 21. Yahweh is well pleased. Now, do you all hear that? Do you all hear that? Is he well pleased? For his tzedek, or his righteous sake. Now, that's what it says in Yeshaya, Isaiah 42:21. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteous sake. He is well pleased. Well, what is righteous? His righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, right? But his Torah is the truth. He is pleased for his righteous sake. He will not magnify the Torah, the law. He what? Was Yahshua magnified? Was he lifted up? Did he draw all Israel unto him? Sure he did. Brothers and sisters, I don't care what you say. That's what it says in that book, doesn't it? He will magnify his Torah and make it what? Honorable, majestic. He will make it honorable, all tar to be great. That's what it says. He will make it honorable. That's what he will do with his Torah. Is Yahshua honorable? Come on, my brothers. It sure is. I don't see how we can reject that. He will magnify his Torah and make it honorable, make it majestic, make it altar, make it great, make it profound. How do we can't reject that. You cannot, brothers and sisters. You cannot say that the Torah, the Mitzvah of Yah, that they're temporary indictments upon us, or judgments, or instructions. They are everlasting. This is what Yah is going to do. He is pleased with what his Torah says of him, because he is pleased with his tzaddik. He says, I'm pleased. I'm right. Yeah, he says it that way. I am right. I am right. And to show you how right I am, I'm going to magnify my Torah. Come on, Yahshua. Come on, I'm going to magnify it. And I'm going to make it altar. I'm going to make it great. Make it honorable. We can't reject that, brothers and sisters. That's in the book. And that's why Shaul spoke in Romans 8:4 that the tzaddik, or the righteous of the Torah, might be fulfilled in us. And that's what he's doing. He's magnifying Yahshua in us. He's making that testimony great in us. It must be great in order for us to overcome. You're not going to overcome with this passive testimony. It must be a mighty testimony. And when you speak it and live it, it resonates or strengthens you. For you to live is HaMashiach. And for me to die, there is an eternal bliss that I shall gain. Take me. That is the truth. I speak to you all the truth. Hallelujah. He has made the profoundness of his Torah in this renewed manifestation of this Brit Shadasa, the circumcision of Israel, that it will be great in us. His name must be great. Is his name great? He talks about his name. His Shabbat is great. To love your neighbor as yourself, is that not great? Come on. We all need to work on that one, don't we? Help me, Yah. I want to love my neighbor just like the book says, as I love myself. And you will know if you truly love your neighbor as yourself, because what you will do for you, you will do for your neighbor. You know that. The selfishness, greed, is something about, there was something about the elders of our mothers and their mothers, that they had a great consideration for each other. They did well unto all. And those that were their congregation, they did especially well. If they had to walk 2 miles to see Cotton Smith, they walked 2 miles. They had to take some sugar and bake some bread, they did that. Cotton Jones ain't feeling well. I'm leaving out, and she would get up early in the morning and make that trek across the hill. 2 or 3 miles. Maybe somebody, weren't too many cars back then. Maybe a horse and wagon, pick her up. You said, watch my grandmother many days walk over that big red clay hill in the back, that last place we lived, over the creek. And watch after cut and sow. She ain't doing well. They knew death was imminent, but there was a genuine concern. Hallelujah. And they loved their children not out of disregard, because they thought one was better. They knew that they all were in the very same dilemma, in the same plight. They didn't correct them out of hatred. They corrected them out of love. because they were concerned with their welfare. And that's why Miss Cut and Coran didn't go off like a hellish wild billy batter or on Cut and Eunice, because she whipped the hell out of that boy. She knew she did it with temperament and it was right. These nutheads, then I say it that way, twisted minded Jezebel spirit. You get quiet, it doesn't make any difference. Well, I will not spank my fool. Don't spank her. Don't spank him. You're a fool. Yah says the rod of corruption drives that thing out. And she'll be a Jezebel like this little Lynn, whatever the whore's name is. I wish this broadcast could permeate the whole world. I really do. And let the Lynn ho hop and spears and all come down on me. I'm a warrior. I like to fight. I do. Let them come down. You know, give them over to hell. Give them over unto Yah. Hallelujah. That's what you do. Does Yah correct? He corrects you? With a rod, doesn't he? Is he going to rule in the kingdom with his rod and staff? Fools. And I say that. Hallelujah. You're not going to kill him. Draw that stubborn little spirit from him. You think I'm dysfunctional? Not one bit at all. I function in the Ruach of Yah. I'm not dysfunctional. I got brothers naturally and sisters. They're twisted as hell. And I say their minds are hellish. I'm not dysfunctional. And oh, by Athena Davis, put that rod on that naked back, take it off. And she's getting the hell. She will drive that hellish thing out. Rise up, I will be angry. And then when I will understand her tenderness, her quietness and her beauty, that I could appreciate her. It was that way. That's the way I was. Stupid generation. And raised on twisted mentality. We must be raised by the discipline of the Torah. And the Torah tell you, spare them not for the crying. The youngest, they cried all the time. You stop sparing them. You take and you bust his little butt. He'll stop. Holler for nothing. And that babies that are hungry don't even holler. You get a little stick and you do the rod and you bust his little... Why? Because you save his soul from hell. Don't let these ignorant jackasses of parents don't even know how to carry the weight of the responsibility of the Torah of Yah. I tell you, we have Pastor Robert, if someone come to you with that wicked lie, you send them to me. That's right, Mama. Clap it again. That's right. You don't have to clap. Throw it down. It's still the truth. Throw it down, Brother Yosef. That's the truth. That's still the truth. It's right. My mother did not understand what Torah taught, but she understood principles. They were ignorant folks, but they understood principles, and it works. Every time. You hear me? It works. Every time. It works. Nothing Yah tells you doesn't work. It's only the mind of your own stupidity. I don't have one mark on my back to show you. You check that out tonight, Mama, see if it's a mark there, all right? There ain't no marks there. Ain't nothing there. Most of all, there's no marks there. Hallelujah. I bless my mother. Told her, Yah for that woman. I would say to her, I didn't want no... I'm glad I didn't have a rich mama, an educated mama. I'm glad I had you. I'm glad you didn't have nothing. Because what you did have, you did what was right by me. And I bless you for that. Well, that would bring tears to her eyes like everything. Yeah, what? Every whipping you gave me, I deserve that and more. But even in the midst of all, you still show me mercy. And I bless you, Mama. Hallelujah. This twisted, foolish generation. I don't take nothing back. You that are listening, you all hear Pastor Roberts, don't you? And they're scattered all over the United States of America listening. Do you understand? All over these United States, probably some of the parts of the world are listening. And I do not... capitulate, because this is relevant whether it's in Japan or whether it's in England. It's relevant whether it's in Panama or in California. His truth is the same. When the sun rises, it's the same in Japan like it is here. All right then. It's night time there, isn't it? Come on, about 12 hours different. It's night there. But when the sun rises here, it's the same sun that rises, and the same sun of Sudhika, when it rises, it is the same. The Torah of Yah is the same. The Torah of discipline, the Torah of raising, the Torah of eating, the Torah of what to eat, the Torah of how to sleep, how to rest. All that is for our own benefit. Why? Because we have time for Yah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to finish this. I still got another page and a half of scripture. All right. Let me read something else before I close. Hallelujah. I'll leave something at verse 5. And then maybe I'll continue this. Last Sunday, there were two messages that I said that I like when it's cold and rainy because it makes me lazy. So I study scripture. Not much movie. So the messages that I even looked at on last Sunday, that one, I know to take 3 or 4 services to preach it. And I don't have time to spend 3 or 4 services preaching that one message. This right here, I know it's more than this. But it's just a few scriptures that I pull up that it may give us an enlightenment that we can go from here. All right? He says in Romans 8:5, Brother Michael up there says, Pastor Roberts, you can preach for another hour or two. And I believe that. It says in Romans 5:8-5, it says this, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. You all believe that? Those that are carnal and fleshly, they act that way. They're greedy for the things of the flesh. They're satisfied with fleshly things. You can tell you after the flesh because when the spiritual things of Yah spoken unto us, it does not create this kind of excitement about Yahweh. Walmart and Kmart express more about that. And Elder Wyman said, another matrice. That's all it is. And all these alluring whorehouses. But you get more excited about that than the bubblegum machine and the pizza parlor than the word of Yah, the living bread. Hallelujah. For they that are after the flesh, they mind the things of the flesh. You can tell when someone is carnal and one has not the Ruah of Yah in them. They after the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Ruah, the things of the Ruah. When a man or a woman is spiritual, the things of the Spirit, that captivates them. It makes the gladness, the Girah, the smile of Yah to shine and to resonate upon them. Those that are carnal, you will know they hate Yah because they care for the things of the flesh. You love the world, the love of Yah is not in you. You're captivated by the world, the love of Yah is not in you. And don't tell me when Yahshua comes in, he gives you this origin or this love to get this, to get houses, car, clothes, and money and that. He does not give you that kind of origin. It is not of Yahweh. That is of hell. What Shatan offer Yahshua. And he said, man, don't you know, you fool of hell, that man shall not live by the bread of these things. He lives by every word. What word? The Torah of Yah. The Torah of Yah. Every word that proceeds, that come out of the bosom of Yah. I am the word of Yah. I'm the living word of Yah. I'm the Torah of Yah. So we live by the standards of Yah. That is the truth. So those that are fleshly, they mind the things of the flesh. They love fleshly things. They love trivia, frivolity, and foolishness. Hallelujah. Oh, man, it's still right. It's still truth. It's still truth. It's still right. He's going to say, listen now. He's simply going to say the remnant of the zira, the seed. Just a small bit. Hallelujah. Oh, Israel came out, didn't they? And he killed them there in the wilderness, didn't he? Many. Sure he did. And so when your mind doesn't illuminate the light of Yahshua, doesn't light even cause you to change? Whether you go, it does, doesn't it? Light causes you to change the whole perspective of everything. Sure it does. I hate driving at night. I don't like to drive at night, period. My eyes doesn't adjust well at night. I do not like night driving. Not even to go to the store down here. Something is just queasy about it for me. Daylight driving, I can put in 1,000 miles in one day. I can. I can drive that far. That's the truth. I can drive that far. I can drive. But night, things are not as what they seem to be. At nighttime, look like the road is going that way. It is straight ahead. I've been driving at night, and I'm thinking the road going this way. Whoa! Yatoda, please let the daylight come. Oh, how sweet it is to see the sun when it rises up in the morning. And when I see that beckoning of the sun, boy, it began to cause me to rise up and look stronger. I set up my postures a little more upright. And I can lay the metal to the pedal and roll down the highway. I don't like night driving. So we're in night season. That's what we're in. The nighttime is darkness everywhere. This nation is a nation that's built on darkness. Everything about America is dark, devious works of hell, witchcraft, everything. The witchcraft in your children, they're seducing them, they're laying hands on them. They're doing all of those things to them. I'm telling you, that's what they're doing. This is the only nation that loves to put drugs in their children. You jackass parents, and I say it, I'm telling you that. Yah tells you what to do. He tells you to pray for them, lay hands on them. You ignorant parents. This is the only nation. Europe and places like that would not even allow you to put drugs in children. They don't even allow them to get these shots that they put these handicapped diseases in. That's all that is. When they immune you from those, from different diseases, they're putting it in you. That's all they're doing. Don't you understand that? And you're twisted in your damn logic. You're thinking that. Do what Yah says. Try what Yah says. Just lay hands on her. Lay hands on him. Say, Yah, get on your belly, mama. Quit your muttering and complaining like some crazy wild thing and lay on your face before Yah and cry out. You don't have time for that. But you got time for Walmart and Kmart. You got time for trivia, silly things all day, but no time to pray. We're going to find out whose side we're on. If I die, let me die in Yahshua. That's the way I am. Hallelujah. If I die, let me die. I thought about the beauty of that this morning as I wakened. And look, Kayla, she was calling for Papa. She wants to lie down in bed with me. So Joe brings in, I was in this thought. I was awake, but I was asleep. And it was, if he says precious in the sight of Yah, the death of his saints, his kid, I thought about that this morning. And the beauty of that, you know, there's something greater than what the enemy has tried to impart, the fear of that in our hearts. There's a great beauty to it. And that's why everybody's trying to stay alive in the flesh. Because they love the world. They love the things of the world. Yah says it's precious. He says it's a beautiful thing. I believe that. That's what I hold on to. Hallelujah. I'm going to hold on to that. Learn how to pray, Yisrael. You need to learn how to pray. Pray for your sons, your daughters. Parents, anoint them with oil. Lay hands on them. I didn't say anything, but I don't know, one of the sisters who gave Sister Roberts some oil and said, have Pastor Roberts to lay hands on this. So we want to take this up there and just lay hands on them. See, even, I don't care what kind of faith they got, but they had faith enough to believe to anoint them with oil. That was enough. I said, that's all right, y'all. Nah. Hallelujah. That's all right. Bless them, y'all. Hallelujah. Just do that. It's right to do it. Because Yah says it. So if you do that, you're doing right. I don't care what kind of faith. You have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed. Just do it. Trust Yah and believe Him. Well, He may die then precious. Hallelujah. You don't pray because you like Walmart and Kmart. Say that, Mama? That's right. I know it's right. He says here, I want to close here from Galatia. I want to emphasize this, to be fleshly minded, the things out of the flesh, but they that are the root are the things of the root. Are. You will know when someone is spiritual minded and someone is carnal. It says in Galatia, in Galatians 5:16, Shaul says, this I say then, walk in the root, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You see why we're lustful? Because we're not walking in the Ruah of Yah. This is the Torah of life, brothers and sisters. Galatians 5:16, this I say then, walk in the Ruah, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Why? 1 Yochanan 2:16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, it is not of the Abba, but it is of the world. That's all that is in the world. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It is not of the Abba, but it is of the world. The Torah of Yah, those that are led by the Ruah, they will move into that spiritual realm. And whatever the trial to perfect them that Yah engaged them upon, then they give Toda, they give thanks unto Yahweh. In all things, he did not say in some things. He said in all things, give Toda. Why he wants you to do that? Because you let him know, I trust you, Yah. Come on. Hallelujah. It's almost like a wife when he goes out, you say, bless you, baby. Come on, what's wrong with that? You ought to. You do that when folks take your money. Thank you very kindly. Oh, thank you. You're welcome here. So you say to him in the morning, bless you. May the strength of Yah's beauty rest upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are twisted. Get up out of the bed, woman. When he leaves, I don't care if he leaves at 4. Get up, lazy thing. Hallelujah. Get up. Get up with the man. See him off. Hallelujah. Get up. Brush your teeth and what? Get up before him. And say bye. Old granny, old granddaddy, she knew what time he got up. He didn't have no alarm clock. He knew when the cock was going to crow. He did. Yeah, he did. The biscuits would be warm. Now, they would not be warm. They would be warm. Molasses. And sprig of fat back of streaky meat. She knew it was a hard day for him today. So she would cook some mush. Don't cook that for me, y'all, please. She cooked some mush for him. Hallelujah. Had a strong cup of black coffee. No cream or nothing like that. It's all straight black coffee. Old bib over horses, old broke hand shoes on. Hallelujah. He's sitting at the table thinking about his young'uns. She knew that. She was quiet, sweet. He didn't have to ask for nothing. She knew exactly how much he liked. Knew how to make his chicken. He didn't want his biscuits cold when he got up. He wanted them warm. Not warm, warm. He wanted the molasses, just a little sprig of butter. He knew exactly how much butter she put it in there. She didn't want it melted. He wanted to soak that a little bit. And as that sweetness flowed to his heart, he didn't know how to tell I love you, baby. He sopped the molasses. He could sense. He didn't know how to express that to her. He didn't know how to tell her, you're so kind to me. Had to wait until his deathbed. He didn't know. That's just the truth. He didn't know. He was sopping the molasses and pull a little piece of that fat back off and eat, and she would sit there quiet. You see, there's anything. It was that quietness of a Ruah. Hallelujah. That he may, mama word, she knew exactly what he said because her ears were attentive to what he said. Yes, Papi. She, Papi, Daddy. That's how she answered. He's all right. And then even his demeanor, even though the life course was hard and tough, even the little bread and the molasses and her kindness toward him, it changed his whole scope of that day. And she knew exactly at 11, go down to the creek there in the crack, no creek crack, and bring him that water running off that nice cool crack down there. She'll bring him a nice jug of that out. She'd catch him right down the field where she had to catch him. He'd get a cool drink to thirst, to appease the thirst. He didn't know how to tell her, I love you, baby. Huh? You're so kind to me. And he was still walking back because she knew about one, he would be hungry. Plowing all day. She would come back with a little rabbit, some pinto beans, and maybe a little slice of cornbread. She would sit there with him quiet. You understand? She didn't say nothing. Just listen. And yet, he still didn't know how to tell her, I love you so much. I don't know what I would do without it. Yet, although that was in his heart to express, he did know. But you understand, Yah has shown us how much he loved us. Herein is love. Not that he loved, you loved him, but he loved us. Hallelujah. So he has expressed that in the power of his HaMashiach. Hallelujah. He has shown us his great Ahava for us. So let us not be a part of the world. Oh, Daddy didn't know how to explain things to Mama. But when he knew he was on his bed of affliction, she was there. Sure he did. Sure he did. And the words he never said to her, he would say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So even on our in our trials and afflictions, then Yah has allowed them to be that that we speak forthright. And we speak of our sins and confess all of our sins. We are people that need help. And the only way we're going to get help is out of his word. Not with trinkets. Not with satisfying the flesh. It must come from a deeper depth. It comes from the word of Yah. Hallelujah. May Yah strengthen you all and bless you all. May he cause your heart to grow fat and to grow strong. We need that in this hour for our hearts to be strong and fat with his Ahava. I do love Yah. I don't know how to explain it to you. I want to obey his mitzvah, his command. But I do love him. I do care for the things of the kingdom. And I do care for his people. I don't care whether you think I reprove you. Is that appropriate? You don't know. I will speak the truth and show you your sins and your corruption. What about yours? Well, when you walk right, it keeps me straight. You don't have to worry about me. You don't have to worry about me doing something wrong. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about me trying to beguile you. No. I won't lay it out like this so you can judge me. And that's the way it should be. You listen, then you judge it. That's right. And if it's right, then you obey it. Hallelujah. All you are listeners, our friends, you that join in with us today on the live stream, may Yah strengthen you and bless you. Hallelujah. So let us throw to Yah for all things and bless him. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Pat, you all. Yah bless you all. Bless you all, our friends that are listening. May Yah bless. Yah barak you. Come on, y'all sing. Bless you all that are listening. Everything I do, all that I
Let us stand to our feet. We do greet you all, and may the strength of Yah rest upon you. Brother Wartlow, Elder, your wife, your family there in Missouri, we do hope that you all are able to join us today in service. We bless you all today. May Yah strengthen you all, and may He barak you. In all things, Almighty Yah, in the precious name of Yahshua the Lamb, we do barak you. Blessings upon our Abba. Bless Israel, your people, and strengthen them. And go with us this day and keep us and guard us. So we ask your blessings to be upon Elder Wyman, Sister Peggy, as they leave. And Sister Vining, look upon her mightily, Yah, and strengthen. And Sister Dot, you protect her and bless her. Brother Dirk and his family, watch over them. Brother James, Sister Teresa, keep them, I pray today, Yah. So we ask you to strengthen all Israel. Mother Eunice, and everyone that's here with us and those that are listening, Yah, we pray you bless them. Take Deacon Tim home safely. And all the house of Israel, protect us. Again, bless Brother Dale, Sister Celeste, Brother Josh, and Sister Ebony and the children. And protect them this day as they journey home sometime tomorrow in the midst of this crazy, tumultuous traffic. Protect our brother and sisters as they drive. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. We told that you for all things, Yah, bless your people. Assure them and reassure them today. Even the words, strong reproof and rebuke, that you care for Israel. And these things are to refine them, that we will not regress back to the activities and the things that we have done in the past. Bless them all. Manifest your hava among us today, that we greet one another with a great gladness. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.